Pete Hegseth orders return of Confederate memorial to Arlington National Cemetery. By Hannah Knudsen on August 6, 2025. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is committed to rooting out woke, and that includes returning Confederate memorials to their rightful places. In an X post on Tuesday, Hegseth announced the grand return of the Confederate Memorial, commonly known as the Reconciliation Monument. "I'm proud to announce that Moses Ezekiel's beautiful and historic sculpture, often referred to as the Reconciliation Monument, will be rightfully be returned to Arlington National Cemetery near his burial site," Hegseth announced. "It never should have been taken down by woke lemmings," he continued. "Unlike the left, we don't believe in erasing American history, we honor it." The monument was removed in 2023 under former Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin during Joe Biden's presidency. This move comes months after President Donald Trump signed an executive order titled, "Restoring Truth and Sanity to American History." The order states that Americans, over the last decade, have witnessed a concerted and widespread effort to rewrite our nation's history, replacing objective facts with a distorted narrative driven by ideology rather than truth. It continues, "This revisionist movement seeks to undermine the remarkable achievements of the United States by casting its founding principles and historical milestones in a negative light. Under this historical revision, our nation's unparalleled legacy of advancing liberty, individual rights, and human happiness is reconstructed as inherently racist, sexist, oppressive, or otherwise irredeemably flawed. Rather than fostering unity and a deeper understanding of our shared past, the widespread effort to rewrite history deepens societal divides and fosters a sense of national shame, disregarding the progress America has made and the ideals that continue to inspire millions around the globe." And indeed, Americans witnessed this particularly throughout Biden's administration. At the time, in the summer of 2020, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, even announced that four portraits of former speakers who served in the Confederacy, all Democrats, would be removed on Juneteenth. Trump's order continues, "It is the policy of my administration to restore federal sites dedicated to history, including parks and museums, to solemn and uplifting public monuments that remind Americans of our extraordinary heritage, consistent progress toward becoming a more perfect union, an unmatched record of advancing liberty, prosperity, and human flourishing." This also comes on the heels of the coming restoration of the statue of Albert Pike, a Confederate general, which also suffered as a casualty of the woke uprising of 2020.